Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Yes Movement was all a part of Monday Night Raw, and we'll get into why it was here in a little bit, but this is indeed the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com, says MDG 1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And before I even introduce Lindsay Ward, I have to play something before we even begin.
Daddy's home!
I'm Sorokin. She is Lindsay Ward.
Really? I mean, really? Shouldn't you technically play that as Tim's thing since he's the oldest?
I'm just saying that's how Raw opened. I had to, you know, open the post show with
Daddy's home.
That's all.
You are gonna have so much fun with that. I can already feel it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun little line. And that's where we will begin. We'll get to Daniel Bryan here in just a little bit. But the long black limousine rolled up to Monday Night Raw. Triple H came out of that limo, came to the ring. He said, Daddy's home. Talked about his children and how they must behave. And tonight he's checking some egos and getting everybody on the same page. Seth Rollins came out. He was upset the fans were chanting for Ambrose for a while. This was Ambrose's hometown. And he was like, I kind of feel like Kane has made this personal mission to make sure I lose my title. Well, he kind of sort of has. He's teaching you a lesson. And at one point, Rollins mentions Ambrose's name just to shut up the crowd. There, are you happy? I mentioned his stupid name, which got a pop. Which was funny. He said, you know, it's time to take Kane out back and put him out of his misery. Old Yeller style. Just didn't mention Old Yeller. Kane came out, wanted to kill him. Triple H was sort of trying to calm down Kane, and, you know, basically at the bottom line of this whole thing was, he wants Kane to be on the same page to check his ego, and if he doesn't get on the same page, then maybe his services as director of operations are no longer needed.
Didn't Kane try to resign and they told him no?
Yes, that actually happened.
Just
point that one out.
Just pointing that out.
So, Kane really wanted to hurt Seth Rollins, but he held back. Triple H made some matches. He booked Kane versus Roman, Rollins versus Orton, and then old Jamie Noble piped up, started talking how Rollins is the best in WWE. He shouldn't be talking to him like that, yada yada. He was standing up for his man, and then Hunter's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, were you two still here?" And then he got down to their level, which was funny. And made a match, Dean Ambrose versus J&J Security. Seth Rollins is very wordy. I'm gonna just point that out. He's very wordy when he talks.
Yeah.
This wasn't a bad opening. Hunter was back, which was cool.
Hunter was back. It was nice to see Hunter back and kind of sort of throwing his weight around. He is the perfect sarcastic asshole when you need him.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
He's just, that's what he's there for, basically, at this point. Jamie Noble was absolute magic in this promo.
It's why he is the secret weapon of the Authority.
It's why he is the secret weapon of the Authority. It's like, oh, Jamie, you're about to die, but you'll be so cute doing it. And let's see, Kane and Seth bickering with each other. You know, Seth, you keep poking that bear, and one day he's going to turn around and he's going to bite you really, really, really hard, and then he'll set you on fire.
Right.
Like, you know, you keep going back to that well because you think that Hunter and J&J are going to protect you from him, and there's going to be a point where they're not, and they're just going to let Kane go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to be easier to let him kill you and calm down than to keep trying to keep him calm and, like, not kill you. Like, eventually Kane is just going to explode. We all know this is coming. We don't know when. Don't forget, this is the man who mysteriously incapacitated his brother so he could steal his title.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, yeah. These are all Tyson Kidd facts.
And also lit JR on fire.
This is another fact.
And forced Lita to marry him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Since I mentioned it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kane, when he wants to be, can be pretty badass. I wouldn't screw with the man. Just saying.
Just pointing that out. Ambrose beat J&J Security. No surprise there.
Handily.
Handily. King Barrett defeated Dolph Ziggler on the show.
It was a decent match.
Decent match. Sheamus was on commentary.
Lord bless Sheamus in those jeans. Oh my god, I need more of that. For scientific reasons.
We had the open challenge. John Cena had an open challenge. He ran down. He talked about the USA and was all about representing the USA. And then opened the challenge for the evening, which was accepted by Neville. And these two had a really good match.
Yep. Neville went out there, showed him what he was made of, lost, but gave a hell of a showing.
Well, he technically didn't lose because Rusev interfered, causing disqualification. So, I think he won by DQ, or it was just a throwout. I'm not sure. No one was really announced as a winner. Rusev let out John Cena with the accolade. Good match. I love the backflip 450.
Yeah,
it was really good.
That's nice.
They're doing a lot of good things with Adrian Neville right now. They're protecting him. Even when he loses or sort of loses, he's being very protected and he's being pushed very far.
Yeah. Well, and they're letting him fly. They're letting him do what he knows to do, and that's always important.
Yeah. Tamina and her hair beat Brie Bella.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. You caught me, like, right in the middle of a yawn. And that's not a reflection on this match. This was a good match. Not entirely sure what's up with Tamina's hair. Don't really want to know what's up with Tamina's hair. I thought it looked way better last week, but that's totally her. That's not me. That's totally me, not her. Sorry. Tired. But yeah, I mean, good match. Solid match. Naomi also had different hair, which it changes every week. It's hard to keep track. And, well...
Yeah, so yeah, her hair does change, and Brie does change from face to heel every week.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track in terms of who's face and who's heel in the Divas. I really wish they would work on that.
Yeah, I think Brie was babyface tonight because she came out to Brie mode.
Well, yeah, she's facing Naomi, who's definitely a heel. Like, that's the thing. It's mainly the Bellas and where they are right now, because are they heels? Are they faces? Are they both?
Right. And because I said it.
Brie mode!
Oh, Total Divas, how I miss you.
Right. Comes back this summer.
Comes back in July.
So, but speaking of Brie mode.
I want to see you transition that. Go.
We need to talk about Brian mode.
Yeah, yeah.
The downer of the night, because I want to talk about the uppers to end.
Okay.
So, the downer of the night, Daniel Bryan came out with his IC title, and basically he told us that he's going to relinquish the title.
Yeah, he talked about how he had MRI. He went and had an MRI, and they're not sure whether it's months, weeks, or ever again that he may return to the ring. We'll get more in depth on Thursday night about this whole thing, and we've talked about it before, where his body is breaking down on him. You could see that it's been wearing on him.
Yeah, he. You can tell he hasn't really been sleeping well. The decision's probably been weighing on him. He did not say what was hurt. He did not say what he had the MRI on. He was very general, very broad. The announcers didn't fill in anything. So they're still keeping what's wrong with him
under wraps. Yeah.
So whatever's wrong is probably fairly severe. If they're going ahead and having him relinquish.
Yeah, if he's getting rid of the belt, yeah, that's kind of scary.
That's not a good sign.
No, it's really not. Like I said, we'll get more in depth on Thursday, but he talked about how this company needs a fighting champion, and that's why he did what he did tonight and left the title, give up the Intercontinental Championship. He left it on the ground, and he walked away. The crowd was chanting, thank you, Daniel, and multiple times throughout his promo.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It was really, really, really sad. I mean, it was just, it's like, because it makes you wonder, is he really done?
Yeah.
Because he could be.
Alright, we'll get to the other match we want to talk about here in a bit. Then here's another match that happened on the show. In one corner, brother, you had Axel Mania.
Oh my Jesus, not this.
And in the other, you had Macho Mandow.
What year is it?
Back in the 80s, brother.
Like, Axel Mania was super cute for WrestleMania, and him being like, oh, well, I'm the only guy that, didn't get eliminated from the Rumble or whatever. That was all really cute, and it worked for him.
But that's sort of running its course.
It's not even that it's running its course. It still works for him.
It works, but it's nothing special at this point.
It's the most personality I think I've seen Curtis Axel show ever.
Yeah.
Maybe on camera. I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch the Nexus stuff. But, in terms of Mizdow being...
Sandow. Sandow.
He has so many goddamn names!
Sandow turned Mandow.
I can't keep him straight when I'm half asleep.
Just call him Sandow.
Sandow. I can't... God.
He had
too many names, WWE.
He had bright green tights this time, unlike the black ones he had on main event.
And he was wearing no athletic support.
So they had a match. I'm not even gonna... No. Not gonna...
No.
The Ascension came out. And they ran off, Axel and Mandow ran off the Ascension. Alright then.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm talking to Rog, I'm like, is it the 80s? Did we go back in time? Because it just feels like it's a cheap kind of knockoff. Like I said, I'm okay with Axel doing Axelmania because it's working for him and it's kind of cute still. But to have Damian Sandow be like, oh yeah, I'm Macho Mandow or whatever. And it's like he's imitating, Macho Man Randy Savage. And it's just, it's like, really? This is what you're going to do? And then they reform the Mega Powers against the Legion of Doom, and now we're going to have the Mega Powers against the Legion of Doom. Exactly. It's exactly what this is. Like, what the hell, y'all? It's not 1980. It's 2015.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this in 2015? Somebody please explain it to me.
Right.
I get they need a part. Find another part.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're probably going to get that on the pre-show at some point.
Probably. Like,
that's my gut. We had Cesaro beating Big E in a solid match.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was confirmed the Ascension will take on Axel and Macho Mandow at Payback kickoff.
Yay.
So there you go. Yeah, we'll get to this part right here, right now, because this has a little bit of music for it.
Right. You're learning so much. I know
So
they came out together, which I wasn't even expecting. It was awesome, and they killed somebody, and they were all bonding and hugging and proud of themselves.
All right,
I'm so verklempt right now.
So to explain what happened, Luke Harper comes out, accompanying Eric Rowan to the ring. They came out to Luke's music and Luke's entrance. So they're back together. They walked to the ring together. They shared some looks together. Eric Rowan destroyed Fandango. Then after the match, Harper and Eric destroyed Fandango some more. They even did the double team clothesline gimmick. He sent Eric into the corner and then laid him out with the clothesline afterwards.
Yep.
Then he yanked him from the ring, so Luke's now back in charge of Eric.
Which, thank God, they're back together.
Right?
Now, go kill everybody in the tag division and take the titles and just run it. Please, please, WWE, if you're in the sound of my voice, please give them the chance that you never gave them when they were in the Wyatt family. Please make them dominant. Please make them have the tag titles. Please do the thing this time. And don't split them up.
Pretty much. We go from them to Bray Wyatt. He talked about the fear of a crumbling economy, the global conflict, the earth dying. Talked about how Ryback is an inspiration to the fans. He recalled Ryback injuring his ankle, and the doctor told him he would never compete again. Wyatt was laughing. He said Ryback overcame the odds, and he's back to doing what he loves once again. He then said, "My hero."
Bray, you sarcastic jerk, you.
But then along came the spider. Wyatt said Ryback has overcome the odds, but he ain't seen nothing like me before. Wyatt said Ryback is probably asking, "Why me?" He said the answer is simple. He was in my way.
In your way to what, Bray? What are you after?
That's a big question. Wyatt asked the kids if they wanted to hear something that their parents would never tell them. These nightmares won't stop, and sometimes bad guys just win. Ryback then came out, nailed him.
Did Bray watch Once Upon a Time?
You know, Isaac might be writing it for him.
Is he a oncer?
He must be a
oncer. Do we know?
We gotta find out if he's a oncer.
Because that's like super apropos to what happened last night on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right, put
so
that.
Either Bray is or the person that writes his stuff is.
Put that down on the list. Is Bray Wyatt a oncer?
Yep.
Ryback laid out him with a spine muster and a clothesline. So we'll see what happens when they face each other most likely this Sunday. We should mention quickly, because we'll talk more about it on Thursday when we know more details, but the Elimination Chamber event is returning May 31st only on the WWE Network.
Yep.
No other details given. We then get to the main event, Seth Rollins. One more match I should mention before him. Roman Reigns and Kane sort of had a match where it was basically a brawl, and Roman ended up spearing Kane onto a table.
Kane was not happy.
No, he wasn't. I thought Kane was going to destroy him for a while, but Roman made his comeback and speared him onto a table. Don't know how that's deadly, but he speared him onto it.
Yeah.
And then they get to Seth Rollins and Randy Orton in the main event. Solid match. Wasn't overly exciting, but, you know. It is what it is. We were all waiting for interference, and hey, it came at the end when J&J Security came out. So, Orton was fighting off Noble Mercury, Kane's music played, Rollins and J&J took control for a while back, a little bit, and then Kane grabbed the chair, stood at ringside while Rollins and Security put the boots to Orton, Ambrose and Roman came out, cleared J&J Security. So Orton, Ambrose, and Reigns surrounded Rollins, Kane stood there. Dirty deeds to Rollins, Kane stood there.
Hey, you know what? Kane was there.
He speared, Roman speared Rollins. Kane was there. Orton performed the RKO. Kane was there. Then suddenly, Reigns speared Orton. Ambrose then hits the dirty deeds on Reigns. Kane was there. That was the end of Raw. Solid go home. Dean Ambrose was over because it's hometown. So,
yep.
Solid all around.
Solid all around. This show dragged a lot.
Yeah, this show just didn't have that feel last week's did, and last week's had a much better feel. Solid show wasn't the greatest show on earth, but they're getting better.
They are getting better.
It was good to see Hunter back.
Yeah, it was. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God for that. But this has been another edition of Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, it's The Rack.
That's right. We are going to be previewing Payback. We're going to be talking about NXT TakeOver, And, well, we've got news, we've got notes. Like we said earlier, we're going to be discussing the Daniel Bryan situation. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest information, if any more comes out, which it may or may not. So you want to tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
At WTRTheRack, Facebook.com, WTRTheRack, YouTube.com, WTRTheRack. Simple. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com, Cigar Butts and Bandanas, CB Radio Live.com, hashtag Flame Rob. Sunday, it's Russell Talk Radio, the morning of the flames continue on that show, 11 p.m. Eastern, a recap WWE Payback.
Oh, did they lose?
They got eliminated last night.
Aww.
At WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check out Under the Raw Microscope, available on WildTalkRadio.com on the front page. And tune in, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitter.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rock right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm right back here next Monday night, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.